The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
You cocksucker, I know you can hear me.
No need to stop being a lady. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
Good afternoon, mouth breathers. Tis I, Tim Rice. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, April 8th. And look who it is. It's Bob from down the hall. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, everybody. It's going good. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Taking a little break from the auditions.
You need a little break every now and then. You know, a little Joe.
Yes, I do.
It's always good for you. What's been going on with you?
Oh, just trying to make the ends meet.
I hear you. Hey, you been seeing any of this crazy stuff going on lately?
What's that?
Well, I'm a little bugged out, you know.
Armageddon.
You know, or how about this guy smoking a cigarette in the back of the plane?
I heard something about that.
Yeah, you know, then they shut down the airport like it's a terrorist attack going on an airplane because the guy's trying to, you know, cop a smoke. I mean, I know it's wrong. I know it's crazy.
Sure, I've thought about doing it. I've thought about disabling the device in the bathroom just because I was having a nicotine
fit. Grab a little smoke. Why don't they hand out those, like, smoke lozenges?
There you go.
I mean, they're going to charge you $15 to put your bag above your head.
You know what I don't understand is why is it that the nicotine gum is more expensive than the cigarettes? Because if it would ever flip-flop where the gum was cheaper than the cigarettes, I would switch.
I think I'd be into it. Yeah.
Because it's nicotine that I crave.
It's not a big deal.
But I'm saving money by buying cigarettes, Bob. That's not right.
That's a good point. And then I saw something where they're talking about some kind of vitamin you can take at a health store or something like that that kills the lung cancer.
Really?
Yeah, but they're not going to tell anybody to, you know, go out there and get it.
Do you know what it's called?
Yeah, I saw it somewhere.
Because I want some.
Yeah, well, I'll look into it.
Share that with me.
I saw it on TV, you know.
Because that's how I'm planning on dying, is with the lung cancer. So
that was my plan, and now that's been screwed up.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. Now I'm going to have to get hit by a bus.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one. There's just a lot of madness constantly being thrown out there, you know. But, I mean, it's just craziness. You know, people dying in coal mines, getting hit by buses. Hey, but you know what I was looking at?
What's that?
I was looking at down the hall. I was looking at your fan base is growing, dude.
I've had the fan page up for just about a week and 2 days, and we're already just 10 away from 200 fans.
Well, I'm going to throw a little something out there. You know, I'm a single guy.
I know that about you, Bob.
So I was looking through some of your Facebook friends, and I saw someone that looked rather interesting to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Could we have a love connection, Bob?
She's on your fan base. And
really?
You know, I just wanted to throw something out there that really attracted me to her, that she is a member of the National Dingbat Society.
And that's attractive to you.
You know, instead of me having to be accused of calling her a dingbat, she would be proud of it.
Oh, there you go.
You know, I could be sitting around the table. She's made up a great meal, nice bottle of wine, spills a little, and I can go, what are you, a dingbat?
Well, you know, women love to be ridiculed.
Can say, I'm a member.
Well, you know, they say the guys that are most successful romantically are the biggest assholes.
See what I mean?
You know, that's what they say.
Yeah.
So,
I also noticed that you've been ending these podcasts with a little bit of a little tune at the end.
Oh, you know, like the classic rock quote.
Yeah.
I figure it's something new to do.
It's going
to
be new on every one.
That's my plan.
I've been paying attention. I'm going to guess at what you're going to use, and I'm going to write down, and try to guess.
I think that's a good idea. Let's have a contest.
Have a little parting gift.
Whoever wins
will announce.
There you
How
go.
About that?
We'll announce the winner. There you go. Or perhaps if the winner has a product or a website or anything that they would like to be publicized.
A little networking.
There you go. Networking. Okay. This is social networking. What we got going on here. I will mention their business or whatever on the podcast.
I like that. And 200 eager people will want whatever you got. Okay. The first one to answer correctly gets their whatever mentioned on your podcast.
It's a brilliant idea.
God, I hope I win.
You could win, Bob. You may very well be the only mother trucker listening to this podcast. Anyway, just a little bitness. If you'd like to correspond with me, you can email me at timlrice@aol.com. Also, follow me on Twitter at VOChameleon. And as always, booking information and a backlog of these very podcasts are located at www.voiceoverchameleon.com. That's all the time we have left for today. Tune in tomorrow when we feature Bryan Cranston. Until then, don't forget, in and around the lake, mountains come out of the sky, and they stand there.
Shut up!